Why should I get my business ready for the holidays early? What steps can I take to prepare my business for the holiday rush? How can I engage holiday shoppers to become loyal, long-term customers? Imagine Carol's Cookware is a kitchen supplies shop. December holidays are coming up, and Carol is looking forward to the extra sales she might make. But 1 week into the holiday rush, Carol has already sold out of cookie sheets and cake sprinkles. Frustrated customers have to go to Carol's competitors to get their holiday bakeware. Carol has not only lost out on some holiday sales, but she may have permanently lost some customers to her competitors. Where did Carol go wrong? Holidays can mean huge profits for businesses. The December holiday season alone counts for 20% of yearly sales for retailers. December isn't the only time you might expect to make more sales, however. There are special times throughout the year that could boost your sales, from religious holidays to national holidays to special events. For example, Carol's Cookware could make huge profits during wedding season when caterers and wedding cake bakers might urgently need her cooking and baking supplies. Knowing which holidays or events might boost your sales is important. This gives you enough time to prepare for the increased interest in your business during these busy time periods. The first thing to start preparing for the holidays is your finances. You'll want to get them in order months in advance. Make sure you have enough money to buy extra inventory or supplies, or to hire more staff if necessary. You'll also want to know you can still be financially healthy even if you don't make your holiday sales goals. To get the extra holiday money you might need, you can check with the financial institutions and services you currently use to see if you're eligible for working capital, aka cash you can use to pay for operational assets and costs. Services like PayPal or Square and certain banks might give you a short-term loan based on how much you've made from holiday sales in the past. You'll then pay back the loan from the revenue you make during the holidays. Getting your finances in order also means estimating when you'll be spending money and when you'll be making money. Look at a calendar and map out when you'll have to pay for extra inventory and manufacturing costs. Then figure out when you might make these costs back. Will your holiday sales help you recoup the money and still make a profit? Don't forget to consider any extra staff you may need to bring on board. You don't want to leave them waiting for a paycheck, nor do you want to hire people you can't afford. So, figure out when employees will get paid. When you have a clear idea of when you'll be spending and when you'll be profiting, you can manage your finances accordingly and know what you can actually afford to prepare for the holiday season. A smart way of doing financial planning is to learn from your past. What were your sales from the last holiday season? If you're a new business, look at what's been popular in the past to predict what could be in demand again. Once you have your finances in order, start thinking about how you can make it easier for holiday shoppers to find gifts in your store. Creating a gift guide is a great way to direct customers to certain products. For example, a camping store could create a gift guide that groups products together like this: camping enthusiasts, kid campers, and glampers. For enthusiasts, the store could group solar-powered tents and lanterns together. For kid campers, they could match pup tents and sticks for roasting marshmallows. And for glampers, they might pair a mini espresso grinder with down pillows. You can promote your gift guide and then the products in it via a special page on your website, in a blog post, or on your business's social media profiles. If you have a brick and mortar store, you can put your gift guide products in a dedicated area of your store and promote this holiday area through social media posts, emails, and so on. In-store signs can also make gifts easier to find. After you know what gifts you'll promote, make sure you have enough products in stock for the holiday rush. Obviously, you'll want to have enough of the products you're featuring in your gift guide. But you'll also want to look at your sales in the past year to see what's been popular with customers. If you get your products from a manufacturer, Make sure you put your order in early so it's delivered to your store in time for the holiday rush. They could be getting a surge of orders from other businesses at the same time. If you make products for the business to sell, order any manufacturing supplies you'll need ahead of time. Also, give yourself enough time to both build the products and deliver them to the businesses by their requested due date. Once your products or supplies start moving, you're going to need a place to store them. So plan ahead for storage space. If you don't have room in your store, you might need to rent a storage unit. If you have products you'll need to ship and deliver to customers, your next step is to figure out how you'll get everything packed up and sent to them. Make sure you have a standard procedure for shipping your products to customers. If you don't, try services like ShipStation.com and ShipRobot.com. They can help you organize your orders, print labels, and buy postage. Also, consider what your in-store store packaging needs might be. Holiday customers often want their purchases either gift-wrapped in the store or delivered to them gift-wrapped, so stock up on packaging and wrapping paper. Give your customers all the tips and delivery information they need for a successful holiday. Let them know what the latest date is to place holiday orders and what the shipping costs will be. Tip: getting your products in ship-ready packaging can save you a lot of time and stress. For example, you can start putting your most popular products and your gift guide products into shippable boxes before the holiday shopping season begins. Another area to prepare is staffing. The last thing you want is a bunch of holiday customers eager to buy from you, but too few employees to help them. If you need to bring in extra employees during the holidays, don't wait until the last possible moment to hire them and confirm their start dates. Chances are, other businesses are also trying to hire them for the holidays. Staff up your customer service department too. All the extra holiday customers might mean extra questions about your products, shipping, and other details. You'll need enough people to answer emails, respond to reviews, and so forth. Listen up. Smart businesses also prep for what happens after the holidays. For example, you might need to run clearance sales for products that didn't sell during the holiday rush. Think ahead of time about what you'd put on sale, if anything, and at what discount. Also, how will you promote this sale? Another post-holiday area to plan well ahead of time is how you'll engage holiday customers after the season ends. To keep in touch with customers, encourage them to sign up for your emails, visit your website, follow you on social media, and/or read your blog or other content marketing. Also, have a marketing strategy in place for how you'll tell customers about your clearance sales, how you can promote your products or services in the future, and how you can keep them interested in your business after the holidays. To promote future sales and promotions or new product releases, you might consider running local ads on cable television, the radio, or in the newspaper. Do this now. Prepping for the holidays obviously takes a lot of planning, but you can create a checklist right now that will help you create a gift guide for the next big holiday or special event. If you're participating in the course, go to the next section to access your self-assessment. Key takeaways: 1. It's important to prepare early for holidays and special events because they can mean big sales for your business. 2. To prepare, get your finances in order, create a gift guide, get your inventory and shipping plan ready, and hire any extra staff you need. 3. Don't forget to have a marketing plan for re-engaging customers after the holiday season is over.